Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
I'm Matt Tronick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Stop by or check out our website at frmcu.com to see the many ways we can serve you. For those of you out there who are planning a purchase of your first home, thinking about buying furniture for your home or anything, nowadays, there is such an importance of what your credit report says. Joining me today as a guest is Paul DeCoste. He's the regional sales director for Xactus. It's a credit. You can explain what Xactus is to everybody. I always mix it up. And for those out there that want to have questions about credit reports and credit ratings, you can give us a call at 508-673-1480 and join the conversation. So, Paul, it's great to have you on again. You've been on before. But for those people that don't understand Xactus, what is Xactus exactly?
So Xactus, we're what's called a credit reseller, credit report reseller. So we're not part of the three credit bureaus, right? TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax are the three national credit repositories. So at Xactus, what we do is we resell those three bureaus. So when you apply for, perfect example, a mortgage in the mortgage lending industry, lenders want what's called a three-file merge credit report, meaning all of those three bureaus, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, combined together into one report, so a lender can look at it. And that's what we do. We merge those together and provide it to our lending partners.
Great. And we're going to be talking about credit, the importance of credit, what's in a credit report. It's one of those things that more and more people, you know, should be aware of, and you're going to give them some good tips on, you know, how they can manage and monitor their credit. But, you know, what are some of the things that people don't think about when they're thinking of credit?
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of misconceptions, I guess, right? I think one of the things that, you know, I always try to clear up, right? And when you talk about what's on a credit report, I always like to explain what's not on a credit report. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the credit report does not contain your medical information, driving record, if you've been arrested, doesn't have any of that information, political affiliations, nothing to that extent, right? Mm-hmm. So that is not contained on your credit report. Quite simply, what is on there is how you pay your bills, right? So if you have a loan with Fall River Municipal, if you have a credit card, if you have a mortgage, right? So whatever you're paying on a monthly basis gets reported each month to the three credit repositories, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, and they keep a record, a monthly tally, right, of whether you paid, June on time, then July, August, September. So lenders, when they access your credit report for a loan, they'll see how you're paying all of your creditors on a mm-hmm. monthly basis.
Yeah, and it's so important to get good credit and save good credit. Because more and more organizations are starting to look towards credit or payment patterns, not necessarily the credit score, because, you know, employers will sometimes pull up a credit report. It's not looking for your credit score. It's saying, okay, what type of person are you? Are you paying your bills that way? They don't actually, if an employer is doing it for that purpose, there's not a score on there, right?
Yeah, and that's a good point. So there's several, what the industry calls permissible purpose to look at someone's credit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just for loans, right? It could be, if you're applying for an apartment, right? Your landlord, in a lot of instances, will run a credit report on you. If you're applying for a job, as you mentioned, in a lot of instances, particularly in the financial services industry, your potential employer is going to run a credit report on you. And to your point, those credit reports for employment are a little bit different than a report that a lender would look at, right? Mm-hmm. So there's different information. Does not contain credit scores. It's strictly payment information on how you're paying your bills.
Mm-hmm. But an important aspect is they're not going to do that unless you give them permit. Well, they're not supposed to do it unless you give them permission to do it, right?
Yeah, 100%, right? So, and that's one of the things, and we'll talk about when you get, you know, we'll talk about how to get a copy of your credit report, right? And that's one of the things that you want to look at. So the Fair Credit Reporting Act says that no one can access your credit file without what's called permissible purpose, right? So quite simply, right, you apply for a loan, you sign a piece of paper that says I'm authorizing you to look at my credit report, right? So that's giving you permissible purpose, right? Same thing with employment or, you know, a landlord situation, right? You're giving them permission to access your credit report. If you haven't given someone permission, they should not be able to access your credit report. And one of the things you want to look for that we'll talk about later when you get a copy of your file is what are called inquiries, okay? Mm-hmm. So under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, everybody who looks at your credit report needs to or posts what's called an inquiry on your credit file. So you, as the consumer, will be able to see who's looked at your credit, and that stays on there for 24 months, 2 years. So when you get a copy of your credit report, certainly you want to check out the payment information, make sure that's accurate, but also you want to look at the inquiries and make sure there's not an inquiry on there that you don't recognize, because mm-hmm. It could potentially be someone stole your identity, could be identity theft, or it could be someone who just accessed it wrongfully, and you certainly want to take care of that.
And if someone is looking on there and they see something that's not there, maybe it is a loan, you know, that they have no idea about it, which could have been, you know, I've seen it, you know, in the past, maybe not as much now, where you have a father and son with the same name, it gets listed on the wrong one. You can, you know, challenge that and say, hey, this isn't mine, if it's validly not yours, right?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So, And to your point, right, so the credit reports are pretty good, right? I mean, the three repositories have a great database, right? They've got over 240 million records each, right? When you access it, it gets returned within seconds, but it's not foolproof, right? So some of the things that happen, as you mentioned, right, you know, father and son, you know, with the same name, right, junior, senior, sometimes the trade line informations get mixed, right? So the father's credit reports on the son and vice versa. So, the good news is the Fair Credit Reporting Act provides you access to dispute anything, okay, that you don't feel is accurate. You could do that for free. Through all of the three credit repositories. So you would get a copy of your credit report, and then, you know, after reviewing it, you have the right to, for free, they do not charge, dispute anything that you don't think is accurate. And they need to resolve it within 30 days.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's so many aspects of credit, and we're going to get into it all throughout the hour. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock. And, you know, if you're out there, you have a question about credit, give us a call, 508-673-1480. Get a pencil and paper together, or however you can record it, because we're going to tell you how to get your credit report, how often you can get it, and things to look out for on there when you get it, like the inquiries. That's a big one, yeah, because you can see who's looking at your credit. So stick around. We'll be back. We have some messages here we have to go to, and we'll be back to talk more about credit with Paul DeCoste from Zactus.
Grab your radio and hit the hard court. The Boston Celtics are live on WSAR all season long.
And a missed free throw with a chance to get it there. Tatum steps to his right, crazy deep three, and he banks it in. Oh, he needed that luck.
Brought to you by Prestige Auto Mart, Westport, Taunton, and East Providence, the home of the perfect new-to-you car. Boston Celtics basketball all season long on WSAR.
Propane Plus is Southern New England's leading provider for all your propane, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning needs. When it comes to propane sales and service, make the switch today. Call Propane Plus, the propane professionals.
Providing energy is an essential business. Everyone can visit www.libertyenergyandwater.com for energy savings and safety information, including how to dig safe. If you're having trouble paying your Liberty natural gas bill, call us at 800-544-4944. Help is available. Liberty, energy, and water for life.
What could be better than a relaxing river cruise? Amsterdam tulips in April? Paris in June? Or how about Oktoberfest on the Rhine? Now's the time to book your river cruise because the rates are available through December 2025. And there are a number of great incentives too. Airfare savings or 20% savings for early booking, for example. Imagine surprising your favorite person with a European river cruise. That's one sure way to get on your favorite person's good list.
For the best options available, give me a call today at Cruise Holidays at the Port at 508-947-5558.
Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. You have a little extra money put aside, maybe from a tax refund. Don't forget that we have some great CD specials going on. Check out frmcu.com to see all the great CD specials and loan specials we're offering and all the benefits of membership at FRMCU. We're here today with Paul DeCoste, Regional Sales Director of Zactus, the credit reseller. We see people out there, and we mentioned that, you know, now that landlords and some other areas are starting to use credit reports to see, is this someone that, you know, I can trust to come in and pay the rent every month. But they're out there in the landscape, we're seeing a few places that are saying, hey, we get credit for paying your rent on time and things like that. How does that work to get onto a credit report? Because typically your rent payments aren't being reported by your landlord. There's other ways that has to be gathered, right?
Yeah, and that's a great topic. It's fairly recent, right, within the credit reporting industry. And what that is, Matt, is called self-reporting information. And you know, you may see an ad for it. Specifically, Experian has a product they call Boost, B-O-O-S-T. And you, as the consumer, would need to sign up for that. And there's certain parameters on what they will accept and how they will accept it. But basically, you know, take, for instance, your landlord that you pay on a monthly basis, right? If you're signed up for Boost, you would, you know, fill out the information. You would explain who your landlord is. You would explain how much you pay per month, what day of the month your rent is due. And then basically you would give them access to your checking and savings account information, right? So if you said, hey, you know, I pay my landlord, Matt Shondike, on the first of the month. I pay him $2,500 each month. So what Experian Boost does is, they're going to look at your checking account for that payment each month, okay? So it's $2,500. It's made out to Matt Shondike. It's on the first, right? So just like, you know, a traditional trade line, right, that comes from a bank or a credit union, that Boost product is building that rental payment history for you. So each month it's going to look, it's going to see if that payment was made on the first, right? If it is, it's going to give you a good check mark, right, for paying on time. Mm-hmm. And again, just like a regular trade line, if it's not, they're going to mark you delinquent, right? So that's just, you know, there's a little more to it than that, but that's just kind of the treetop version on how, excuse me, what the bureaus call self-reported information, and it can be for other things as well, not just rent, but could be cell phone, you know, could be, you know, maybe a a store card that doesn't report that you pay. So anything that you pay on a monthly basis, this boost, again, if you're signed up for it, can help you build that, you know, that trade information, what they call non-traditional trade lines.
Now, does it typically come out of the same checking account? What if, you know, 1 month you pay out of another one?
Yeah, right. So, and there's the thing, you know, as you sign up for it, you've got to be, you know, pretty clear. So first of all, it needs to come out of, it needs to come out of a checking or savings account, something that they can electrically get each month, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're paying your landlord by cash and they're giving you just a written receipt, not going to work, right? So it would need to come out of a checking account. If you change checking accounts or if you have multiple checking accounts, yeah, you would need to set it up accordingly so that they're looking in the right place, right, to get that monthly payment information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it sounds like a great way to boost, especially, you know, in this community. You have a lot of people, they never use credit, and this is a way for them to help build some sort of credit, you know, in the marketplace. Because, you know, if you don't have credit, that's sometimes as challenging as if you have bad credit sometimes, because it's not showing they had any management of any debt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we process probably, you know, a couple hundred thousand reports every week, right? And we always run into situations, right? I'll get a call from a loan officer and they'll say, geez, Paul, you know, this borrower, it doesn't have any credit, nothing showing up, right? And, or maybe it's too new, right, to get a rating on. And you know, there's not a lot of solutions other than, you know, what we refer to as the non-traditional type of credit. And really, you know, you would need to have, you know, more of a local lender that would actually look at that, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the national lenders, right, they're going to pull a credit report. If there's nothing on there, that's it, end the story, right? They're not going to dig a little deeper. It's to your point, you know, if you're, you know, like you mentioned earlier, if you're thinking about buying a home and you don't have credit established, you know, it would be a good idea to go down that path and start getting some credit information on your file.
And look for options that, you know, you can get some credit that, you know, whether it's a share, maybe you have some money in the bank, you can borrow against that, make those payments for 12 months, pay it back. That starts building up credit as long as the institution, you know, is reporting, which FRMCU does, to that what your pattern is. So there's ways to help you start building those credit. And it's so important to build that because, as we say, there's more and more places that will be looking at your credit. And as we said, they can't pull it unless you get permission. But that's the other caveat, is when you're signing up for, you know, whether it's a credit card or, you know, even your insurance, just check and see what clauses are in there for them to be able to pull your credit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, certainly before you're given credit, right, obviously they're going to pull your credit report, and then you're going to give them authorization. But what also happens, you know, once you have a loan with someone, they have permission to pull your credit. Right, if they're trying to collect the debt, that's a permissible purpose under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, collection of an account. So I've got a loan, right, and maybe, you know, if you're not paying it, they're going to pull your credit report. Maybe if they can't find you, they're going to skip trace you by pulling a credit report. Also, if you have more so in the credit card industry, like if you have a credit card, that's revolving debt, right? So that changes each month. Most major credit card grantors pull what's called an account review inquiry. Some of them do it annually. Some of them do it every 3 or 4 months. They look at your credit, but they look at it with what's called a soft inquiry. So it doesn't affect your credit score negatively, right? If you have too many inquiries, you know, a soft inquiry will not affect you. But what those credit card lenders do, right, and a lot of banks, you know, have revolving portfolios, right, will do that on an annual basis. They're looking at your credit score, right? So for instance, you took out the loan last year and your credit score was 800. Mm-hmm. Now they pull a credit report and your credit score is 500. Well, something happened there, right? You've got something derogatory on there. So they're going to really look at that. Conversely, if you took out the loan and you had, say, a 650 credit score, and now they pull it and you've got an 800 credit score, well, something good's happening there, right? So they can use that, you know, the decrease in score to maybe shut down your line, and they can use the increase in score to maybe increase your line or offer you another product. So just because you have the credit card or that revolving account doesn't mean they're not keeping an eye on you, right? You know, and they have the right to do that under the Fair Credit Reporting Act because you have a debt with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so important to maintain your bills and make sure your payments are going in. And if you run into trouble, definitely reach out to the institution, whether it's, you know, your credit union, a local bank, or whatever. That way, let them know what the problem is. You know, if you're, you know, 5 or 6 days late or 10 days late, and you're explaining them to what's happening, you don't want to let it keep building up, because generally it's when you hit 30 days or more, then it starts showing on the credit report as being, you know, delinquent, outstanding. And, you know, by heading it off, you maybe had a blip where, oh, you had an accident, you were out of work for a week, you didn't get paid, but you're back on track. You know, how do I make up that one payment? You know, sometimes they'll work with you to, you know, help you get through that payment.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, 100%. I mean, that's, you know, the key to it is, you know, if you're not contacting your lender, right, they don't know, right, there's a problem, right, and you're not paying, right? But if you're in contact with them and letting them know, hey, listen, this is what's happening, you know, they're going to be more likely to work with you, right, particularly a local lender, right? You know, some of the national lenders, right, I mean, they're not going to be as apt to work with you, but it's like anything else. If you're letting them know, right, they should be able to come up with something. And you know, life circumstances happen, right? So, you know, they're looking at your credit report, right, where you've paid everything on time for a long time. Now, hey, you hit a blip, right? Like you said, maybe you got into an accident. Maybe you had to miss work. Those things can be rectified. Right. And just because you've had a blip doesn't mean that you're done in terms of the credit world. Right. You have the chance. Right. Derogatory credit can only stay on your file for 7 years. Right. That's under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. So once it gets to that point at 7 years, that needs to be removed. But even if you've had a blip and then you stop paying on time month after month, year after year, your score is going to reflect that. Okay, so don't feel like if you had a blip that you're out of the picture and you're not going to apply or not be approved for credit. No, most lenders will look at the whole picture for you.
And as we say, once it's on there, it's on there. So reaching out to your financial institution or your credit union early enough can help, because if you just had something happen, you know what the situation is. Requesting them, they may be able to say, okay, we're going to, you know, extend a payment, you know, for 1 month before it gets on the report.
Right.
Because once it's on the report, they're not going to come back and say, oh, can you take that one back off? Because, you know, for everyone to know what the true situation for your credit is, those have to have some integrity too.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like to your point, once it's on there, right? Because data furnishes, right? The institutions that report the information to the credit bureaus, right, they're under the Fair Credit Reporting Act as well. So once they put a 30-day delinquency on there, they can't just change it, right? You can't just call them and they'll say, oh, yeah, okay, we'll change it. No, because then the integrity of the data that they're reporting is in question. So they're, you know, there's a lot of rules and regulations that, you know, that could cover that, so no doubt.
Yeah, no, lots with credit that you know we all want to know about. So we're going to be taking another break. When we get back, we're going to talk about, you know, how to get your credit score, how to look at it, you know, and how what freecreditreport.com is all about, and how you can take advantage of it to keep on top of your credit. So stick around. We'll be back after these messages. If you want to give us a call, 508-673-1480. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And we're here talking about credit and the importance of credit with Paul DeCose from Zactus. And, you know, we had mentioned it before, but under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you're able to get your credit report on a regular basis. And how can people go about that?
Yeah. So, and that's probably the best piece of information I could share. And, you know, again, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, as Matt said, you can get a free copy of your credit report from each of the credit repositories, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, from one site, okay? And that's annualcreditreport.com, okay? So www.annualcreditreport.com. That is a website that the three bureaus got together, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, and created. So you don't have to go to TransUnion and get one, Experian get the other one, and so forth. annualcreditreport.com. If you go on there, you can get a free, what they call, consumer copy of your credit file. You fill in your information, and it'll run one at a time, right? So it'll run your TransUnion credit report, then, you know, Experian and Equifax, and it's all delivered to you electronically online, okay? Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, with that file, and it's free, and it used to be you could get one per year, okay? That changed with COVID. It's still unlimited now, where you can get it more than once per year. And that is the mechanism. That's what, you know, under Fair Credit Reporting Act, you have the right to see what's on your credit file. Only you can see that, right? You can see it for free. Mm-hmm. You have the right to dispute anything that you don't feel is accurate on there, okay? And that is the mechanism that you would use. Annualcreditreport.com, you would get your files, you would look at it. Anything that you don't agree with, you can dispute, okay? So, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, you don't want to just look at the payment information. You can look at anything that's on there, right? So the inquiries, right? If you don't recognize an inquiry, you can dispute it. You can even dispute, you know, it's going to have your address information on there. If you don't feel that that's correct, you can even dispute your address if you'd like. So, again, annualcreditreport.com is really where you want to be to keep a head up on what's on your file, particularly, you know, if you haven't gotten it ever, right? Good idea. It's free, right? Why not do it? But also, if you're going to start shopping for a house or a car even, right? If something that you need to apply for credit, it's a good idea to get a copy up front. So if there are any issues, inaccuracies, you want to resolve them before you apply for credit.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned inquiries. Inquiries are people looking at your credit. You know, generally you've applied somewhere. A lot of times you'll go to a car dealership and you'll apply for credit, and that credit may be run by a few people, that are being offered your loan. So, you know, those things can, and every time there's an inquiry, that's almost a ding on your credit. When you pull your free credit report.com, that's you inquiring and it doesn't count against you, right?
Yes, correct. Good point. And so in credit scoring, right, there's, I mean, we don't have enough time in this show to cover credit scoring. I mean, there's 115 different algorithms in credit scoring, 15 different scorecards that your score can be calculated in. But inquiries can, okay, hard inquiries can negatively affect your score. So it doesn't affect it a lot, right? But if you're on that threshold where you've had too many, you know, another inquiry could knock you down a few points. So it's important to understand, to your point, right, when you go out and apply for a car loan at a car dealership, they may send it to 10 lenders, mm-hmm. right? And if you did that two or three days in a row, right, three different dealerships, you know, that who all sent it to 10 different lenders, that could be 30 inquiries. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of an extreme example, but you certainly want to be wary of that, because that could negatively affect your score versus, you know, you getting a copy of your file. That's a soft inquiry, account review inquiry, no effect whatsoever on your credit score.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes I'll be sitting home watching the game or something, and, you know, there's a ad that pops up and said, hey, you can find out how much you can get, you know, finance your car for, and it won't impact your credit. How does that work?
Yeah, so, yeah, and that's I don't want to say new, but it's fairly recent where lenders, right, certain lenders are able to pull a soft inquiry for pre-qualification, right? Mm. So so that if that's what they're advertising, you know, that's a pre-qualification. So you're going to put in your information, and they're going to come back to you and say, oh, based on your score, right, you are pre-qualified for, you know, X, for $20,000 car loan, mm-hmm. okay? But you're just pre-qualified. Okay, you need to go out and you need to get the car. Then you need to, in order to get the loan, you're going to have to apply for the loan. They're going to have to pull a hard inquiry credit report on you. And then you're subject, of course, again, because that pre-qualification is just looking at your score and your mm-hmm. trade line. They're not verifying income. They're not verifying employment, those types of things. So you're pre-qualified or pre-approved, but you're not actually approved, right? To take that next step and get approved. It's just like getting, you know, an offer in the mail, right? You come home, you've got, you've been pre-approved for a $10,000 credit card with, you know, Chase Manhattan. Again, they've looked at your file, they've given you, you know, a pre-approval via a soft inquiry, but now to get that credit card, you actually have to apply. They're going to pull a hard inquiry report. They're going to verify your job and income and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And as you're you know, trying to build your credit, you don't want to have a lot of those inquiries popping up where you're going, you know, go up and down the mall and get a credit card from each store because, yeah. You know, that's going to show up and, you know, building up credit fairly quickly and having a lot of credit out there when you haven't had much before can really be a detriment, right?
Yeah, you just want to be careful, particularly if you're new to credit, right? If you don't have a lot of credit, you know, inquiries could certainly negatively affect you. And then and here's something, and it's not that new, but in mortgage lending, when you go in and you apply for your mortgage loan and then you're approved, right? Hopefully you're approved. Then it takes, you know, 45 days until you actually can close the loan. What lenders do, and this is a requirement of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is after your initial approval, right before you're ready to close that loan, they're going to pull another credit report on you to make sure in that 30 or 45 days period, nothing has changed, okay? So what we've seen happen, okay, mm-hmm. so I got, you know, approved for my new home, right, today, and then, you know, then I'm not closing for 60 days, right? Well, then guess what? I need new furniture in my new home. I got a nice garage. I want to get a new car. So in that interim period, you're out applying for other credit. Then when it comes time for closing and they pull that, you know, pre-closing report, they see all these inquiries, right? So not only could the inquiries negatively affect your credit score, your lender is going to want to know, hey, that inquiry at ABC Bank for a car loan, well, what's that all about, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to verify that you've got another debt, right? So potentially, you know, if you were close on your debt to income ratio, taking out more payments could hurt you, and certainly more inquiries could negatively affect your credit score at closing time as well.
Mm-hmm. That's where managing your credit is so important. Understanding, you know, what you have out there, and where it's important to get the free credit report. Now, on the free credit report, does that have a score with it?
Yeah, so it doesn't. So the free credit report does not contain your score, okay? You can get your FICO score, and you'll see when you go to annualcreditreport.com, they'll offer you several products, not free. They'll offer you several products that you can pay for. One of them is a credit score. And if you're interested in getting, you know, a score, right? Again, you're thinking of applying for a mortgage, probably makes sense to see your FICO score. I would just recommend that you make sure it's the FICO score, the one that's used in mortgage lending, because there's many different models of credit scores. They're all fairly similar, but your lender, right, if you go to Fall River Municipal and apply for a mortgage, when they pull your three-file mortgage credit report, they're getting a FICO score that's used for mortgage lending. So if you want to see the same score that your lender's going to see, make sure you get that FICO score. Again, but those would not be free. You would have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, just for information purposes, you come in, you take out a loan, you know, we give you the loan, we start reporting it. As your payments are coming in every month, we're creating a file just to let people know how it gets out there. The financial institution is creating a file that says, okay, these are the loans that are outstanding at this date, and this is how they paid, you know, have they been on time? And, you know, sometimes you may get a credit report that's reported from the end of the month, but now you're 10 days in and you've gotten something else on there that might not show up right away on the credit report, right?
Yeah, and it, depending on when your data furnisher reports, right? They're, you know, you've got to be, you know, at least 30 days delinquent, mm-hmm. if not more, to actually be reported 30 days. But now saying that, right, certainly not recommending that you run past your grace period, right? You know, if your payment's due, right, you definitely want to make sure it gets in there, you know, before the 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And you know, what are some, you know, if someone's out there, they're contemplating, you know, what kind of type of credit they have, they can get the credit report, you know, they can pay for the score. But then we also see some lenders out there saying, oh, you can look at it when you're on your credit card statement. Are those the most up-to-date, or are they just kind of an estimation? Or
yeah, again, good points, right? So that's becoming more and more prevalent, right, these days, is, you know, credit card issuers give you a score. With your monthly statement, and they're all different, I guess, to answer your question. You know, most of them are going to give you what's called a Vantage score, which is not a FICO score, very similar. And they'll tell you, hey, it was pulled, you know, we pull it monthly or we pull it quarterly, those types of things. Another popular app, and I've got it on my phone, that's a free app, is Credit Karma. Mm-hmm. You know, you can download that. You know, you have access really to your credit file. Just Equifax and TransUnion. Experian does not participate in Credit Karma. But right at, you know, at your fingertips, you can look at your credit anytime. They update their credit scores monthly on there. But what I like about it is not so much the scores. But it's going to alert you to if you apply for credit. And so if there's a new inquiry going on your file, right, you'll get a little ding from Credit Karma saying, you know, your notification, you look at it and you say, okay, that makes sense, right? I went to see Matt the other day, I applied for a car loan, they pulled my credit, 100%, all good. If you get a ding and you don't recognize it, well, you're rather than not knowing, right, until something happens 40, 60 days down the road, you know right away, somebody just inquired on my credit that shouldn't be, mm-hmm. you know, and it's probably a little bit easier to unravel it when you're right on it versus 60 days later.
Mm-hmm. Because if you see something that's out there, I mean, identity theft is the big thing you're trying to avoid, making sure that no one's, you know, stealing your identity, getting credit, running up bills, because if it comes down that it's your debt, you're going to be responsible for it. But to get it waived and prove that it wasn't you is going to be tough.
Exactly, right. So yeah, like I said, unraveling that 60 days down the road versus unraveling it 24 hours after it happened, you know, certainly a lot easier mm-hmm. to be on it than recreating it, and because then you've got to prove it's not you, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, the cot's already out of the bond at that point.
And there are some services that, you know, people can register for or pay for that. They'll get an alert anytime something changes on the credit report, right?
Yep, absolutely. And annualcreditreport.com, even, you know, you can get your free credit report, right? But guess what? That site is developed by the three bureaus, right? They're all three separate for-profit companies. So when you go there, you'll see a lot of options to buy what they call subscription services, right? Credit monitoring, right? So they're not free, but to your point, once you sign up for credit monitoring, they're going to alert you to anytime your score changes, right? If there's a, you know, if your score goes up, score goes down. If you know, one of your trade lines becomes delinquent, right? They're going to notify you of that. They'll notify you anytime somebody inquires on your credit. So that credit monitoring piece is a pretty cool tool, particularly if you've ever been a victim of identity theft, right? Because again, with the monitoring, you're going to catch that up front. That's why you'll see in probably I don't even want to say 99 out of 100, probably 100 out of 100 cases where a company has their data, has a data breach, okay? Mm-hmm. They always offer, and it, I don't think they do it, you know, out of the kindness of their hearts, is they're required to offer that consumer who's had their identity compromised, they're required to offer them free credit monitoring. And that's a great tool, again, because if you're, you know, somebody's stealing your identity to do something with it, right? And if it's already been stolen, you know, that credit monitoring piece is, it'll save you a lot of headaches down the road.
Yeah, and it can help you head off, because a lot of times they will, yeah, some of these hackers, they'll get it and they'll sit on it for 6, 9 months, a year, and then they take the data and start going out. So if you're not constantly paying attention, you know, it could pop up anytime.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, it's time for our last break, and then we'll come back to wrap up the hour. If you're out there and you have any questions for Paul about credit and credit bureau, the credit reports, give us a call at 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to See You Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. We've been talking about credit with Paul DeCoste, who's the Regional Sales Director for Zactus, a credit reseller. You know, it's his company that helps generate credit reports for financial institutions like FRMCU when we're trying to make decisions on, you know, what loans to give and what, you know, who's credit worthy. And credit worthiness is so important. You know, if you're a younger person, you haven't had much credit, or it may be just student loans you have or something, you definitely want to be on top of your credit. You want to make sure you're making your payments, staying on top of them, because that can really impact, you know, how things go down the road, whether you get future credit, how much you pay for future credit, and sometimes how much you pay for other things like insurance or stuff, because with a better credit score, it's better for you, right?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we've been talking a lot about, you know, the credit reports, credit, you know, where people are. We mentioned we were going to catch up on something, anything we missed that we wanted to make sure.
Yeah, so I think we've covered the, you know, a lot of the most important parts, right? You know, keeping an eye on your credit, knowing how to get it for free, knowing how to dispute anything that's inaccurate. You know, those are probably the most important things. But I think one of the misconceptions out there is, you know, if you have had some derogatory credit, right, doesn't mean you're out of the game, right? You know, and I think some people think, geez, I've had, you know, bankruptcy, charge-offs, right? Those types of things, right? So the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you know, those pieces of derogatory credit can only stay on your file for 7 years. And that's actually one of the things, too, that, you know, when I was talking about earlier, when you get your credit report, things to check for, right? That's one of the things to check for. If there's derogatory information on your file that's older, okay, older than 7 years, shouldn't be there, right? So mm-hmm. You could certainly dispute that. And the bureaus, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, would need to remove that for you. I don't see that happening much. Okay. The bureaus are pretty good, right? It's pretty simple, right? It's a 7 year ticker, right? So once it gets to 7 years, it gets removed. But occasionally it does happen where I see that happening, most of the time, doesn't happen a lot, but, is the reporting that third party collection agencies do, right? So this is something else we really didn't talk about. So, you know, if you didn't pay a dentist or a doctor bill or a cell phone bill, those companies will send your account to a collection agency. Collection agencies will try to collect on it for them. And one of the things that they do is they report that to the credit bureaus, right? So, again, you know, if you didn't pay your doctor's mm-hmm. bill, you're probably going to have a collection account on it. And what happens is some collection agencies will try to collect it for a period of time. Until such point they can't, then they may send it to another or sell it to another collection agency. And that's where sometimes that 7-year ticker gets messed up. right? That 7 years is just from the time you first became delinquent on it. So my long-winded point is 7 years, right, is the time limit for derogatory credit. Mm-hmm. And so if you had derogatory credit 5 or 6 years ago, right, and you've paid as agreed ever since then, you're probably back in the game. I mean, it's going to help your credit report because lenders are more concerned with what you're doing now, right, than what you did 5, 6, 7 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Conversely, if you're struggling now, right, and you're applying for a loan now, well, chances are your score is going to be be greatly diminished because its recent delinquency or current delinquency certainly help hurt your credit score. So again, they're more interested in how you're handling your bills now versus, you know, 5 or 6 years previous.
Mm-hmm. And if you have something on your credit score, and you're applying, be ready to answer for it. Some people have gone through, you know, life situations, divorce, you know, things. I mean, we've just gone through the whole COVID and people were out of work and different things happened. And if there was a ding because of a certain circumstance, be ready to explain that, because if it's reasonable and explainable, that can help, you know, sway a decision on whether the credit is given, because now you're right there up front. But if you're just like, oh, just, you know, oh, that was something I just didn't want to pay. Yeah. That doesn't go over me.
Yeah, not the best tack, that's for sure.
So,
yeah.
Well, thanks, Paul, for joining us today. Again, what is the annual credit report?
Annualcreditreport.com. That's where you definitely want to go.
Great. Definitely go out there, monitor your credit, stay on top of it. If you're a younger person, go out and look and see what your credit looks like, because you want to be on top of it. And if you're out there, you've been paying everything for cash, start building up your credit, because that's so important. If you go to frmcu.com, go to the personal finance section under Banzai Financial Literacy. There's a whole section on building credit, so you can learn more there at frmcu.com. So thanks, Paul, for joining me today and sharing your knowledge about credit reports and the importance of credit.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great. And everyone out there, Hopefully you're having a great week, and this is actually St. Patrick's Day, so to all of our Irish friends and those Irish at heart, happy St. Patrick's Day, and stay safe this weekend as you celebrate another great weekend. Hopefully it's great weather, and we'll be back here next week on See You Wednesdays next week at 2 p.m. Every Wednesday afternoon, and if you we always invite you to come and call and join the conversation. So thanks again for being with us today, and we'll see you next week on See You Wednesday.